This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Dave, a much-delayed study on updating federal order make allowances was released last week. And surprise, surprise, processing costs have gone up. What does this mean for dairy processors and dairy farmers, Dave?
Not much yet. It's really early in the examination of what it costs to turn a gallon of milk into a finished dairy product. But the reality is, make costs have gone up since the last time this was changed. The last time it was changed across the board was back in 2008, following a study of pricing in 2005 and 6. The bottom line is, obviously, it's a zero-sum game. So essentially, there's a pile of money. The producer makes the milk, it goes to the processor, gets turned into a product, gets sold, and there's revenue that gets paid back. And essentially now they're saying, well, the processor, you know, needs a little bit more of that money. So I think it behooves producers to look at this from a standpoint of a partnership with the processor that they're selling their milk to.
Tuesday.
When it comes to young calf management in particular, but even calves in general, calories are critical. Obviously, the cleanliness is the next C. Comfort for the calf, providing a great environment that's dry, and the consistency in the feeding, because we can mess that up really well, whether it's milk or milk replacer. And so whatever we can do to keep clean, high-quality colostrum into the calf and get it into the young calf early, and then testing and monitoring to make sure that you've got that colostrum management program covered, because the calf is still going to tell you what's really going on to a certain extent. But then when it comes to the rest of the story, transition milk or second feedings, third feedings of colostrum can all be beneficial to the calf and calf health.
And that's Dr. Tom Earlywine from Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Solutions.
Wednesday.
A glass of milk a day helps keep heart disease away. That's the motto of 97 Milk, all because of Nelson Troutman.
I was frustrated with the way things were going. You go to a meeting, they talk to you, you go home, nothing happens. So one day I got frustrated and went home and looked around the farm to see how I could make some kind of an advertisement to educate people on that milk is 97% fat free. Whole milk is 97% fat free. And I thought of it that weekend and painted a bale and set it up at our intersection at our farm. I delivered probably or set up or painted 50 of them myself. A lot of other people painted some of their own.
Now you can see those 97% fat-free bales in 25 states.
Thursday.
John Clark is in Pennsylvania and caught up with State Representative John Lawrence.
Farmers across the Commonwealth are folks who want to see their kids getting the benefits of whole milk in school. If they're interested in maybe learning a little bit more about the legislation or in supporting it, they can contact their local state representative and ask them to co-sponsor House Bill 2397. We've seen a lot of support from both sides, but certainly it would be great to see even more support.
And as a state representative, I'm sure you're concerned about Pennsylvania, but do you have hopes that this would catch on in other states if you get it passed here?
Yeah, what I would really like to see is the federal government take action on this, so it's not necessary to implement a piecemeal approach across the nation. I mean, we want to see kids all across the nation enjoy the benefits of whole milk. And, you know, not every state has the rich and robust dairy heritage that Pennsylvania does. There's certainly plenty of states that, frankly, most of their milk is imported from other states. So I think the ultimate solution is for Washington to kind of get off their rear ends and make some progress on this issue.
Friday.
There was an article in the 2021 Journal of Dairy Science that came from Canada and China and takes less water to raise sorghum silage compared to corn silage. And with some areas of drought in the United States or water restrictions due to irrigation or population growth, this is an important question to answer. So our take-home messages are that sorghum silage can be used as a forage alternative on dairy farms, depending on your situation on water restrictions and drought conditions. You can expect a little bit less milk yield, generally speaking, in early lactation cows, perhaps, and a change in dry matter intake due to the quality differences between the two silages. So certainly we could look at sorghum silage as certainly feeding to lower producing cows on dairy farms and older heifers to stretch our corn silage inventory or not having to buy as much forage off the farm.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.